Welcome. You're listening to the Grow Ortho Podcast, presented by HIP. This podcast is dedicated to orthodontists who want to stand strong in their market and be leaders in their community. Now, on to today's show. Thanks so much for joining us today.
It's my pleasure. I'm so grateful that you're having us on. Thank you.
Definitely. I'm super excited to chat with you. So for those listening or watching who don't know you, Gage, just take a moment, introduce yourself, just personally, you know, your background, hobbies, what brought you to Gage. Yeah.
Absolutely. I love to. So my name is Suzanne Wilson. And again, thank you so much, Luke. I am the COO for Gage. So that's Chief Operating Officer, which is a really fun job. I kind of get to play in all the different parts of the business. You see my background. I'm in my home office in Utah. I do spend a fair bit of time going back and forth to our headquarters, which is in Atlanta. But I also spend a lot of time here in Utah. Born and raised here, love the outdoors. We have like national parks and mountains 15 minutes away. And every weekend I find myself up there. So that's kind of what I love to do. I'm married. I have two sons. One just started college at the University of Utah, which is my alma mater, by the way. Wow. So that's fun. And that's, you know, a 15-minute drive from the house. So I didn't have to quite deal with that, oldest kid going away. Yeah. And the emotions that come with that. So my youngest is a junior in high school. So my husband and I are nearing that empty nester stage and starting to plan what fun places we're going to be going to more frequently. My background professionally. So I started my career at Ultradent Products, which is based here in Utah. They're a dental manufacturing company. So medical device. And I started there working in operations, procurement, contract negotiations. And I was going to school. I got my undergrad in English and kind of wanted to pursue a more creative side. So I was fortunate enough to have some friends that took a risk on me, and I got into marketing while I was there. Which is kind of, I fell in love and I haven't really looked back in that regard until recently, kind of going back into this operations role. So from there, I went on to get my MBA at the University of Utah. So I did that for a little while. And then during that time, I landed at Ormco, where I was back in the world of medical device, but a lot more focused on the orthodontic space. And made some great relationships and had the very good fortune to connect with Gage through a partnership there. And that's kind of how I got introduced to the world of technology and analytics. And I mean, that spoke to my soul in a lot of ways, but that's how I landed here. I've been here for 4 years. It's been the most rewarding job in my career so far.
Awesome. Great introduction. Thanks for that.
Thanks. Yeah.
So I know with technology and software, sometimes, it can be kind of confusing, especially if there's software does several things and there's kind of a suite of tools within that.
Yes.
So what exactly is Gage?
Yeah, thanks for the chance to explain. And I love that term suite, because that really is kind of how we've evolved ourselves. How we're most well known would be for our business intelligence. I would say probably a more common term would be practice analytics. We refer to our software as business intelligence because it's truly what it is. So that term means you have all these data points, you've got all this information, but it's kind of a big pile that you don't know what to do with. So what the Gage platform does is it goes into your practice management software system. It's seamless to orthodontists and the teams. You don't have to do any data entry. It grabs your data. It analyzes it, it synthesizes it, and it puts it back out into dashboards, showing you metrics, showing you trends, comparisons. So everything is basically visualized. And that's kind of the essence of business intelligence. So that's kind of our flagship. That's our platform, our software platform. But we also have a couple of other complementing products within our suite of services. So we have an executive module, which brings in the financial component. So it shows you your spending, your overhead, and also includes a forecasting tool. So this is something that's been really exciting to a lot of our existing clients, where they're seeing this full, you know, dashboard of everything happening inside the practice, but kind of where's the money flowing in and out, and what do I want to think about for next year? So that's our executive module. We also have digital forms. So taking from paper, you know, a paper system to a digital system. So we just added that to our repertoire. And then coming very soon, within the next couple of weeks, we're launching new patient tracker. So the digital forms feeds into this next product launch, which will make Gauge a way to manage your new patient funnel from the time they call the office all the way through to the close of the exam. It includes management for each person that's involved in that, from the scheduling coordinator to finance to insurance. They all can put everything into one place, manage tasks, and ensure that follow-up is happening, and we're increasing conversion rates. So that's coming very soon. And I think last, but certainly not least, we have a consulting side of our business called Impact 360 Consulting. And they are what I always coin as the Navy SEALs for a practice. They can go in there and they can help with team accountability, software training, you know, new systems that we want to implement, growth planning, operations management, pretty much the whole entire gamut within the practice.
That's awesome. So specifically, you know, I know traditionally when we look at our financial status, we're looking at balance sheets, P&Ls, we're working with an accountant monthly. Does your system take the place of that, or does it just add to that? And do you also have, you know, people, CPAs or CFOs or accountants also utilizing Gauge?
That is such a great question, because, you know, I never want to bucket people per se, but there's some people that love the numbers, and then there might be this other group that doesn't love the numbers. They don't always want to know, you know, or they don't want to spend the time doing that. What Gauge does is it augments anything that you may already be doing. So if you are somebody that is really interested in knowing what's going on with your business, and you're meeting with your accountant weekly, monthly, quarterly, yearly, however you're doing it, this wouldn't per se take the place of that. But what it would do is it would increase the visibility tremendously, and it would save you time from having to set meetings per se with your accountant. So that's one piece where I say it augments sort of the financial side of your business. But beyond that, in a much greater way, the value that Gauge delivers is a lot of what your accountant doesn't even have any visibility to. So it's your internal operations, your schedule efficiency, you know, your production versus collection is certainly a financial term, but as a workflow inside your business, the only way that, you know, you're seeing that with your accountant is kind of looking backward and trying to understand. Whereas what Gauge is doing is it is providing you real-time visibility to that every single day. And then you're also able to compare to prior periods. So if I'm feeling like this September is going great, I can look engaged and in less than 30 seconds, understand, is my September better this year than it was last year? What about 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, so on and so forth. So it gives you the ability to understand and manage your practice in minutes and not hours. And you can also do it on your phone. You can do it while you're having coffee in the morning, or, you know, while you're winding down at night. Getting in touch with what's happening in your business is just super easy, and getting clarity, never been easier.
So it's accessible. It's anywhere from your phone, computer. It's real time.
Yes.
And it's granular to where you can nuance down and kind of see everything, not just a statement out of QuickBooks or something like that.
Yeah. And I mean, QuickBooks is a great program, but it's kind of like the quality of data that goes into QuickBooks is directly reflected in what you're able to access outside of that. Mm-hmm. And one of the features of Gauge is we do a lot of mapping. So what you're putting in your practice management software gets mapped into Gauge. And so instead of going through like a big long report and trying to figure out, oh yeah, this was for this and that's for that, you're able to see visualized trends, visualized performance month over month, which makes a huge difference in truly understanding what's going on. One of the things that I always talk about with our clients is if you only look at your data at one point in time, it has value, but it has exponentially more value when you look at it in relation to other periods, be it the year before or the quarter, and also the ability to kind of project and look forward. So it's such a stronger, more robust tool in that sense.
Yeah. Awesome. So I know a lot of people also, when they plug in new software in their practice, they're worried about having to change different softwares other than just what they're plugging in. So do I have to change my practice management suite? Do I have to change my VoIP system? Does any of that have to occur, or are you guys kind of fully integrated with everything that's out there?
We are fully integrated with the leading practice management systems. So that includes Cloud9, Dolphin, OrthoTrack, TOPS, and Ortho2. So we're fully integrated, which means it's seamless. So everything that you put into your practice management software, we automatically grab overnight every night. And so it doesn't add to workflow. It just supports with added information. Where we're not integrated is with maybe a VoIP system. I know you have some metrics that help measure those activities. We're not integrated with those kinds of systems, but all the practice management, yes.
Awesome. So I know you want to maybe just briefly show Gauge and the software and kind of some of the main metrics that are tracked. So if you want to pull that up, I know people who are viewing rather than listening, and if you are listening, you can come view this on our website or on YouTube to kind of see the power of Gauge and what Suzanne is actually talking about.
Yes, thank you so much. I won't dive into the weeds with you all, but I think it's really fun to be able to illustrate some of the things that we've been talking about. So what you're looking at here is not the main dashboard, but I've actually gone into one of the drill down reports. When you look at the left-hand navigation, you have a lot of options depending on what you've signed up for. So within our suite of services, you can sign up for various things. But the reports touch on the six major areas within a practice. And you see them up here with these chevrons. Production and collection, this is where my money is. AR and delinquency, am I collecting the money? Exams and starts, my growth funnel, my starts pipeline. Observation, this is typically an area where there is tremendous opportunity and it can kind of get easily forgotten in a busy practice. So being able to see how you're performing in this area ends up providing a great bit of value. And it's one of those sort of hidden opportunities in the sense that you've already worked with these kids, with these families. You have a relationship, you have a rapport. So make good use of that investment that you've already put in. Your schedule, what's our schedule looking like? What are we doing, as many debonds as bonds? That helps you kind of look forward. So it's a leading indicator. And then treatment efficiency. This is a term that has kind of a lot of buzzwords around it right now. What is efficiency? And Gauge is a way to actually see if your new system is truly providing you greater efficiency. Are you actually making more money on those cases where you've implemented, say, an aligner protocol, or you're doing some sort of remote monitoring like dental monitoring? Is that really yielding something positive for your practice? Being able to look into the numbers is where, the rubber meets the road for a lot of us. So that's kind of the main areas. And one thing I want to share, and Luke, you had mentioned that this is kind of nice. This is a dashboard. So if you're going to do one thing a day, it's come in and look at your dashboard. And there's a lot of details here, starting with kind of the front of the workflow where we have exams and new patient add, and where are those coming from? What are my average contract amounts, case acceptance, so on and so forth down the line. Importantly to note, that Gauge is custom permission capable, meaning that if you have a TC in the office, they're focused right here. They're looking at the the pipeline, like who's coming in, are we closing, how's that going? You can isolate the dashboard so that they don't have to worry about the finances. They're not looking at the schedule. So those permissions can be removed and they don't have to see that. Your financial coordinator probably wants to see this information, maybe doesn't need to see this. So that's something I always want to make sure doctors keep in mind, as we can use Gauge across the team. We can empower greater performance and help them see the areas of impact that they're truly contributing to the practice.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So I know several people are probably asking, okay, this is awesome. I need this. How much does this cost?
Yes.
So maybe if you can speak to that kind of in average, I know it probably depends on what you get within the software, but yeah, maybe go through that.
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to show you one other quick thing, if that's okay too. This summary is an area where doctors and practice managers love to spend time, because you have a table of up to 5 years. And when we go and we start you on Gauge, we go back and pull 2 years historical data. So you have information to work with from day one that Gauge is turned on. And we have all this color coding so you can see quickly, am I doing better or worse than in previous years? So if you think about the time it would take to print all these reports out of your practice management and then create a comparison, you're talking about hours upon hours. And in Gauge, I think that's really kind of the bottom line of the value, is you have information in an instant that provides clarity of where you're headed, where you've been, and what you need to do next. So I just wanted to show that, because this has every single metric. And I think it just becomes so valuable. You can download any of this if you did want to play in Excel. I know some orthodontists enjoy that too. So you can download, play, slice and dice, however you like. And, you know, getting into kind of the pricing conversation. So what we have along here, this is all standard Engage. This, the dashboard reports, your goals and your summary. Overhead would be an add-on module that we were talking about, the end-to-end financial view, as well as your projections, looking at your forecast. And then new patient tracker is our newest addition, where you actually have a task management dashboard as far as new patients coming into the practice, managing their insurance, ensuring that we're, you know, preparing them for their appointment, presenting fees, and getting a contract signed. So this is your full workflow of getting somebody closed down. The full suite of services all up would be close to the $600 range, but for the most part, you know, it depends on how you want to add on or, you know, what parts of the services you would like. So some clients are, you know, under $400, and we have an onboarding fee that also helps us cover our bridge costs for our integrations, mm-hmm. as well as really, really meaningful onboarding and training for your entire team.
Yeah, so it's kind of a no-brainer from what I'm hearing, given that, you know, you even mentioned it could save you hours of time just by filtering reports manually using Gauge. You can see it in seconds. I mean, an orthodontist could earn $5,000 easy an hour. So, I mean, it like I said, it kind of is a no-brainer. And I think that this could benefit obviously any practice out there having your suite of tools. So that's really awesome.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Luke. It really is one of those things where when you look at a monthly cost and what you're able to do with information and the time saved on top of it, the ROI makes it like immediately. It's kind of, it definitely becomes a no-brainer. And, you know, one thing I feel like is worth highlighting is we typically have, if you look at our population of practices, they're the high performers. They are typically multiple location. You know, I think our average is 2.1, something like that. And they tend to outpace the market. And we're firm believers it's because they're looking at the information. If we relate that to, say, I want to lose weight, if I never step on a scale, what's my success likelihood? Now, if I'm running and I'm eating right and I'm doing all the things, yeah, I'm probably going to see some activity, but am I going to see the same result as if I actually have a place to measure and a way to look forward and a plan? And I know For example, it's my eating versus my exercise. And so I apply that analogy to an orthodontist and the operations within. You know, are we hustling after collections and we think that's our biggest problem? If we look at the data, we might realize it's not. What we need to be focusing on is growth, and we need to be getting our phone to ring. And so Gage really helps illustrate where those areas of opportunity are.
Yeah. And something I always tell people is, you know, be more focused on value versus cost. And the value is immense. You know, it's amazing value that you guys are bringing to the table. I think Chris Benson said, it's the people who use consultants, who use tools like Gage, who use a great marketing partner that actually grow and, like you said, outpace the average practice out there. So, you know, think about that. You know, you can step over dollars to pick up pennies, which really isn't great business if you can find tools like Gage to plug into the practice and save you a lot of time. Time is something that you can't make more of, where money, you can easily do that, especially as an orthodontist. It's a great vertical and a great business to be in. So, So what's the onboarding process? How long does that take? You know, bridging softwares, getting set up, maybe some training goes into that. What's that timeline?
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked about that, because the onboarding is actually really critical to success. The good news is we do most of the heavy lifting, but it's important to be committed. And, you know, don't just like sign up for something because it sounds great. You know, that Jay could probably elbow me for saying that, but it's one of those things where we want you to be successful. And so the onboarding process includes us accessing your system. So this is a behind the scenes work, and we do all the mapping. So we want to marry the data to the fields that we have and make sure that it displays. And we've got, you know, your aligner child, your aligner adult, your full, you know, so on and so forth. So we get that all sorted out. From there, we have a series of trainings that we will do with the team. And this can be a couple of people to your entire practice. You know, we always say the more the merrier. And we kind of go through an initial download to say, okay, here's what your data has shown. This is what we found. We'll do that with a smaller group of people. But from there, and that's a short conversation. From there, we go to the larger group and we kind of do a 101. Here's navigation. Here's what each of these things mean. And here's the five things to look at. So we do try to break it down in bite-sized pieces. If you haven't had exposure to this kind of thing in the past, it can feel overwhelming. We're fully dialed into that. And so we want to just say, hey, just start a habit. Look at these five things once a week, and then we're going to check back in with you in, say, a month or 6 weeks, depending on availability. And then we come back in and we do a 201, and we want to then help them see the value within the metrics. So first step is understanding. And then second step is like, okay, now what can I actually do about this? So our team takes it to that level. And then from there, we have quarterly reviews. So we come back around, and as the experts in the business, we can say, here's what we're seeing in your practice. And we can, you know, measure that against maybe how they're feeling or what their perceptions are, illustrate, shine a flashlight on some things that we're seeing. And that helps them, you know, to use the analogy, they're starting to then fish for themselves. They're not going to be relying on us, because we're really kind of training them along the way to look for the right things in Gage. And this all will occur within that first year. You know, there's kind of a lot up front, and then over those quarters. And then from there, it's ongoing support as needed. You know, we're working with clients regularly that maybe see something they're not sure about. You know, we've got help. We've got, you know, easy access via email to our support team. You know, we have hours from 7 to 7 to make sure that we're covering the whole US. And, you know, we even have a few people internationally as well that we work with.
Awesome. So final question, I thought it'd be cool to kind of talk about this year versus last year. And obviously everyone is plugged into what is happening financially with the economy.
Yeah.
You know, people are talking about recession. Some people are talking about you know, stagflation, and there's all these different voices and opinions out there. But, you know, looking at the actual data, what are you guys seeing at Gage?
Yeah, it's such an interesting topic, and it's been crazy few years for so many reasons. And I find the topic of the economy really fascinating. So we are technically in a recession. And for anybody that follows, you know, the financial news, it's highly debated. And the reason it's highly debated is because last year was a complete anomaly. We had this pandemic boom, we had stimulus money, we had cooped up people, we had Zoom effect, we had so many different things going on that impacted our industry as well as others. This year, I would say from the research we've done, not willing to say recession. I'm seeing a slowing. I am seeing the stagflation. So when gas is $5 a gallon, you know, people aren't out buying expensive bags and maybe they're not getting braces for themselves as an adult because they're going to prioritize their kid. So we're absolutely seeing that slowing. I think we've seen inflation peak and house prices are starting to level. And so, you know, if you think about like kind of the ramp we were on, I think we're kind of coming down the other side of the hill. And so we've probably got a few quarters of less than what we would hope for from a growth standpoint. But when I looked at the data Engage, and I went back a couple of years, so 2019 was the last time life was normal. We're still growing. We're growing, you know, low single digits, but we're still growing. So I think for the market, I want to communicate that message that it feels like chaos because it is. It's been chaos. Yeah. But when you have something like Gauge, you can actually level set your expectations by looking at a longer historical period. And then, of course, take in your data from economists and everybody else and realize that we're actually still pretty healthy. We're pretty good. Our industry remains relatively stable. The one thing that is noteworthy there on the stable front is adults. So adults soared and adults dove. So that is very interesting. I think it's explainable as we sort of already touched on some of those details. But, you know, if I'm marketing and Luke, you're the expert, but if I'm marketing, I'm maybe not going to spend my dollars on adults right now, simply because of the consumer attitudes. And that may change depending on the pockets of the country where you are. But I probably be focused on families at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. I think a lot of it too, you know, for orthodontists and practice owners out there, a lot of it's mindset. You know, when we watch the news and it's doom and gloom and, you know, you have an entire nation and world watching negative things, it kind of kills confidence, you know, buyer consumer confidence, which is what holds up the economy. Obviously, if we're not spending money, then you're going to go into a decline, which I think it's a little bit of both, you know, just with how accessible media is nowadays and how fast it travels and how it sells. So that's kind of something I remind people too, is like, okay, let's go back to 2019. Let's compare your practice now to then. There's still growth. Let's keep a positive mindset moving forward, because I really do believe that, and we see this with practices that even use Gauge. And I can mention, for instance, Sparkman Orthodontics in Amarillo, Texas.
Yeah.
Great mindset, great attitude, maybe doesn't tune into the negative news so much. And they're still like this, you know. I think they told me a few days ago, they were again looking at Gauge and, hey, we're up like over 30%. And so, you know, yes, they're in a great state, they're in a great area, but I think a lot of it also comes down to mindset and just staying positive and maybe even figuring out new opportunities and new ways to grow. So there's been a lot of things they've done within the practice to kind of optimize that. But growth is still possible. And if you're not growing, you know, you just went through the biggest boom last year in, I think, orthodontic history. So maybe go back a few more years and actually compare to kind of a normal climate.
You're so right about that. I couldn't agree more with the mindset, and the mindset obviously doesn't contribute to all things going on around you. But I think choosing a path and staying the course. You know, that's one of the things that is hard right now too, is I think that people can have knee-jerk reactions. You know, they feel their customers holding on to their money. They think I should stop investing in myself. And even though it feels a little counterintuitive, I would say, don't stop investing in yourself. Take this time to build a foundation, retool wherever you might need some system improvements, and stay the course, because we're actually in a decent spot.
Yeah, agreed. Awesome. Well, it's been great chatting with you. I know people are going to find a lot of value in this, especially if they move forward with Gage. So if they do want to learn more, or maybe they're even ready to move forward, how do listeners and viewers get in touch with Gage?
Yes, and we would love to hear from you. If you want to do some of your research on your own, go to gage.com, you know, explore the website. If you decide it's something you're interested in, you know, there's a form, just fill out the form and it comes into our team. If you just want to chat, reach out to us. You can reach Jake, myself, and Katie at info@gage.com. So info@gage.com. That comes to all of us. And if you like to talk on the phone, you can call us at 800-287-3396. Amy or Brittany would love to hear from you.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you, Luke. I can't thank you enough for having us. It's been great chatting with you.
Definitely. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to learn more about HIP or any of the topics in this episode, send an email to hello@hipcreativeinc.com. That's hello@hipcreativeinc.com, or jump over to our website at hip.agency.